The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I do want to stick in the AFC West, though. The Los Angeles Chargers have been making big moves in free agency. And, you know, obviously after the Broncos acquire Russell Wilson, now the Raiders are making some noise with the Chandler Jones move. The Chargers are going all in. They are trying to capitalize on that rookie quarterback contract that Justin Herbert's on right now. They add J.C. Jackson, top cornerback on the market. That's a big deal. They trade for Khalil Mack. They also sign defensive tackle Austin Johnson and Sebastian Joseph Day to beef up their defensive line that we talked about last season was the biggest weakness of this Chargers team overall was that defensive line. I think right now, if I had to stack up the AFC West, the way these rosters are presently constructed, you know, before we finalize free agent deals, before we get to the NFL draft, I think the Chargers are the best team in the AFC West right now.
Yeah, it's tough to disagree with that. So we talked about their issues during the season and just getting, like you said, like an athlete like Sebastian Joseph Day, who can come off the ball without getting blown back. A guy like Austin Johnson, who we didn't mention, who's like just a nose tackle, who's not going to play a lot. But another guy who just you're going to have a hard time moving him. So just those two signings alone. And obviously they brought in Khalil Mack, who for some reason people are down on, who aren't aware that he's still a very freaking good player. So they
made some Bears fans and they were like, yeah, he had a banged up ankle last year. I'm like, buddy, what are you talking about? Like Mack and Hicks were the only guys who could get after the quarterback for you guys. Like, come on. Get real.
And then, of course, yeah, so I want to see how Staley evolves, obviously. J.C. Jackson, right? Like, they have one of the best freaking cornerbacks in the NFL. Not just – people look at his turnovers, and, of course, that's a big reason why he's successful. But he can match up with guys, and with what the Chargers do on defense, I feel like they could now use their safeties, whether it's Derwin James, and they can have help elsewhere. So I feel like we're going to see a much better version of the Brandon Staley defense than we saw last year. And that was going to happen no matter who they signed. But now that they have actual football talent, actual NFL caliber talent, and not just a middle of the road talent, like they're bringing guys in who are playmakers like J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack. Like, these are two of the better players at their position. So they're getting high end talent. They're getting middle of the road guys. It's going to be tough to top, but I still, if we want to be the Debbie Downer, still not so sure about that Mike Williams contract.
Yeah, hey, when Christian Kirk got what he got, I think that's we're fair. Beyond the point of criticizing wide receiver contracts. The other thing about for comparing contracts, J.C. Jackson got like $3 million more per year than Darius Williams did, which like
– unbelievable.
That's nuts. I was actually – so what is your thought on that? Because I actually – thought J.C. Jackson got a lot less money than I would have assumed. Like, he was a guy who hit the market, is, you know, that like all pro bowl type of caliber cornerback, and he didn't reset the market, and he actually came, you know, real short of what Jalen Ramsey was able to hit. So I thought, you know, for it, as someone who's covering the Packers, right, Jair Alexander's gonna have to get paid in a couple weeks. I think that hurts the cornerback market moving forward.
Yeah, so when he hit the market, you were thinking like this deal that he signed, everybody was waiting for the number for J.C. Jackson, and then it came out like $16.5 million per year. What?
Like, yeah, I thought he was going to get like $20 million.
Yeah. Yes,
exactly.
And like you're talking about teams we cover, 49ers, they signed Traverius Ward, who was a good player, but he signed for like $14 million, I believe. And the difference between J.C. Jackson and Traverius Ward is like, there's a difference. We're talking about tiers here as far as players go. So maybe he took a discount. Maybe I imagine some other team had to offer J.C. Jackson more money than that. I think is the easiest way to put it. But yeah, when you're making lists of players and J.C. Jackson's at the top of the cornerback list, considering his age, ball production, size, speed, everything that he does at the position, like that's who you want. And you just have to imagine he would have gotten more. So yeah, that was a surprise. But I mean, Darius Williams, is it just because Jacksonville, like they're just throwing money at anybody? So is that even a fair compare? I don't know, but J.C. Jackson should have gotten much more than he got.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.